Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Today is Monday, June 8th, 2015, and we're certainly happy to be back in the gathering or in the midst of the Holy Spirit with God present. And we definitely want to make sure that God is in the midst. We definitely don't want to do anything without God. We definitely want to see God in all things. And we definitely want to be found carrying out the assignment of God. God is so merciful that he blesses us each day. And we take for granted, you know, each day that God wakes us up, because God is, you know, doing a new thing. And we certainly don't want to miss the new thing. Today's kingdom assignment is join the kingdom movement. I don't know about you, but you know, you should be noticing that, you know, there is a movement. There's a movement on this earth. God is moving on this earth, and we certainly want to be found cognizant of what God is doing in our lives. God is forever doing something. You should never find yourself idle, not following the will of God, not doing what thus saith the Lord. That has just been heavy on my mind, because God is moving, and even though he's moving, we are asleep. We're not paying attention to what is going on. We're not paying attention to the word and how it is being carried out. We're not paying attention to the time that we're in, and we've got to be cognizant of the movement. The base scripture for today is Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It didn't say that God was going to take things away. It didn't say that you were going to remain in the same condition. It said, seek ye first the kingdom. You should have your eyes on God. You should be focused on what thus saith the Lord. You should be moving, and you should be in expectation of God to speak, and you should be ready to move whenever God says move. And so if there's a kingdom movement, we should be seeking that movement, and we should be moving right along with the movement of God, because the kingdom movement is just a movement of God. God is gathering his people. He's gathering all the believers. And so I want to be in that. I want to be in that number. I want to be in the movement of God, and you should too. So before we get started and move forward, I'd like to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that wasn't promised to us. We thank you for moving in our lives, God, moving through our lives, God, and moving in the midst of us, in the midst of your believers, oh God. God, I thank you for just protecting us and providing for us like never before, God. God, I thank you because you're in the midst. God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit, oh God. God, bless your believers today, oh God. Anoint this word like never before. God, protect, provide, oh God. God, heal and deliver, oh God. And we thank you, God, for your words, God, that have manifested even before the beginning of creation, oh God. God, we thank you for your word because it is your word that set this earth in motion, oh God. We thank you for your word, God, because it is your word that we stand on, we trust and believe, oh God. God, we thank you for that word because it gives us guidance and instructions, oh God. We thank you for the word because you move, God, in your word. And so, God, I thank you for all things that you're doing. I thank you because you loved us first. I thank you because you are faithful. You are faithful. You are consistent. And, God, I thank you because you're not like man, oh, God. God, I ask that you renew us, God, in the image of you, oh, God. Renew and restore our faith, oh, God, and our peace, God. The gifts that you've given to us, oh, God, help us to understand, God, that they're gifts given from you. Help us to just be appreciative, God, of what you are doing in our lives, oh God, both through trials and tribulations and also through blessings, oh God. God, help us to get it right, oh God. Help us to stop, God, if we're moving down a path that's not like you, God. Help us to stop, God, and reflect, God, on what we're doing, oh God, and allow us, God, to get it right and to move forward in you. And I thank you, God, for all things that you're doing. We love you and we honor you, oh God. We love you like never before, and we just thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And so, again, the kingdom assignment for today, Monday, June 8th, is join the kingdom movement. So we should be seeking. We can't join something that we don't see. We can't join something that we're not a part of. We can't join something that we don't notice. And so we've got to, according to Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. We should be forever making God a priority. That is the first thing that we should be doing in joining the kingdom movement, because we are the kingdom movement, and we should want to be a part of the kingdom movement. So I admonish you today to seek God. Seek God like never before. Seek his righteousness, God, because God is forever moving, and he wants us to seek him. He wants us to seek him like never before. He wants us to trust in him for the things that we need. He wants us to trust in God. And, you know, God just brought back to me Matthew 4 and 17. It says, according to King James, from that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so, you know, that's when Jesus began his ministry. And his first sermon was repent. That is us repenting and acknowledging, you know, our sins and asking God for forgiveness. And his first message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we want to make sure that we are looking for the movement, moving in the movement, and that we are the movement. Scripture, John 6 and 27 says, labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. And so, you know, we in seeking the kingdom, we've got to get in that word. We've got to understand what thus said the Lord. We've got to be seeking that meat. That word is going to last forever. We're not seeking the meat that perishes, the flesh. We're not seeking those things that we eat because it's going to perish. Nothing's going to last but God. Nothing's going to last but kingdom. And we've got to be found seeking those things which are everlasting. Colossians 1, 13 through 14 says, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin. So we definitely, you know, that is just a powerful scripture all in itself, because God knew that we were going to need deliverance. God knew that we were going to need to be delivered. And so God is so awesome that He knew beforehand what we were going to need, and He provided everything that we need. So if we just seek the kingdom, God has everything we need through us seeking God. And so we've got to be found seeking the Son, seeking the Father who delivered us from the power of darkness. We were in sin, and we were delivered. He gave us redemption and forgiveness of our sins. And so that is what's in the kingdom. And so we've got to, you know, make sure that we're not seeking things. We got to make sure we're not seeking man. We got to make sure we're not seeking ourselves. You know, sometimes we rely on ourselves for answers, and that's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be seeking God. Matthew 13, 44 through 46. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. And so these are parables comparing the kingdom. We have something to look forward to. We are looking for light. We're in expectation for deliverance from the darkness. We're in expectation for redemption that has been given to us. We're in expectation for forgiveness. We are in expectation for healing, and we're in expectation from deliverance and liberty, deliverance from bondage, the God's wisdom and knowledge. We are in expectation. So if you're seeking ye first the kingdom, then you're seeking all the things that God has already given us, He's prepared for us. And in that, you will find joy, you'll find peace, you'll find love, you know. And so the kingdom movement is a gathering of the believers of Christ. Verse 45 and 46 says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had bought it. And so, you know, the kingdom of heaven is where God's riches are stored up, God's blessings are stored up. It is our promised land for redemption. It is our promised land that God promised us from the very beginning. It is the plan of God. It is the will of the Father. So we should find ourselves seeking the plan of God. God says, I need you to join the kingdom movement. I need you. I'm gathering my believers. I am gathering the believers of Christ. I am gathering my people. And you should be one, cognizant of the fact that there is a gathering. Two, you should be a number in that gathering. Now, this kingdom assignment says join the movement, but it is for you and it is for your brothers and your sisters. You know, we have so many people out here in the world that are not even aware of the love of Christ. They're not aware of the gifts that have been given to us. They're not aware of redemption and liberty, that we should always find ourselves reaching out to our sisters and brothers and leading them from the dark into the light. That it requires us speaking, giving an encouraging word, and exhorting our sisters and our brothers. We should let them know that God loves them, that Jesus came and he died on the cross for their sins, and that they can be saved. and they too can join the movement of the kingdom. But we first have to seek the kingdom. We have to be obedient and hear from God. God is giving us assignments each day. He's giving us instructions, and we ought to move about with those instructions. You know, I don't know about you, but I am lost. If God doesn't speak to me each and every day, I'm lost. Because I don't know what to do. And God speaking to me requires that I sit sometimes in a silent place and just listen and wait for God's instructions. It allows me to sit and meditate on God's word, to see what God is ministering to me in my life and through my life. It allows me to just sit and wait and pray and seek God for what it is that I am to do moving about this earth. If you're not seeking God each day, you should be seeking him each morning before you move. You should be thanking him for allowing you to wake up. You should be seeking him for the plan that he has for your life today. You should be not ever move before God tells you to move. It could be that God is delaying you. You know, I used to get upset when it was time for me to leave because I had a time, you know, routine each morning. I would wake up, and I would have to be out of the house by a certain time, else I was going to be late. And God is ministering to us because sometimes we move so fast. We don't consult God. We don't think. And, you know, it could be that that delay is God telling you to wait. But instead of us stopping to hear from God, we're such in a rush and in a hurry that we don't take the time out to consult God and to listen. God is keeping you from wrecks. He's protecting you. He knows what path you're about to travel down. And so God will give you a word to wait. He'll give you a word to stop. He'll give you a word to pray. And so we've got to be mindful that God is still, you know, in the business of caring for his people. And he is gathering his people like never before. We've got to be found in the movement, not behind the movement, not ahead of the movement, because the movement only moves in the will of the Father and on God's command. So we've got to make sure that we are functioning in the will of God. You know, this is such an important and relevant topic for this time in our lives because God is doing some things, and I don't want to miss it. God is about to do some things for his people like never before. We're in a season of restoration. God is restoring some things for us. He's restoring the things that the enemy has taken. He's restoring some things that the enemy has stolen. He is restoring like never before. And in order for you to be in restoration, you've got to participate. That means that you've got to understand what season we're in, and you've got to be able to participate in the restoration. You know, you've got to do the, you know, you've got to be available, because if you're not available, then God cannot restore in you those things that he has for you. God just dropped Joel 2:25 in my spirit. It says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. Those words are so powerful. And as you read them, they give you joy because God is speaking to you through his words. You know, a while ago, God told me that count each day. We're in an accelerated pace. Count each day as a year. And when I read this scripture, it brings that back to my remembrance, how God says, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. And what that means to me is that God is doing things at an accelerated pace. So where it used to take 4 and 5 years for things to manifest, It's now taking days for things to manifest. That is one of the wondrous things that God is doing in restoring you, the years that the locust has eaten. Isn't it such a blessing that God is mindful of us to restore those things to us that we've allowed to get away, restore those things to us, those wasted years, those years that we've wasted. And you definitely want to be in the movement because you definitely want to be in the season of restoration. Just think about how many years have been wasted. Think about all the time that you have spent doing it of the will of the Father. Just think of all the time that you spent, all the time that you were distracted. God is in the restoring business. So we've got to find ourselves in the movement, in the gathering of the believers, in the gathering of God's people. God is saying, be prepared. Be ready for what I am about to do. Be alert and in expectation for the things that I am doing in your life this very hour. We are asleep, and God is blowing and sounding the trumpet for the people of God to wake up and to see the manifestation of what God is doing in this very hour. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to be found out of the will of the Father. And I certainly don't want you to be found out of the will of the Father. God is a present help in the time of need. God is our source. He is everything that we need. We've got to put our trust in God and move forward, trusting in God. Move forward on faith as God is giving us instructions. Step forward on the assignments that God is giving us. Read the Bible and let those words just minister to you to provide what you need at any given time in your life for every situation that you may be going through. You got to think about it in this way. God already knew that you were going to go through some things, and so God has already provided you an escape. In the movement of the kingdom, you are victorious. So anytime that you're moving in a trial, God has already rescued you. He's already provided an escape. The ending of the story you already know, because the ending is a good ending. It means that you have conquered it. It means that you are victorious. So if you have the eyes that God has already delivered you from what you are experiencing, you can go in this thing fighting. You can go in this thing with a different perspective. You can go in this thing with a different attitude. You can go in this thing with a heart prepared to endure, because God has already given us the victory and we have already won. I wouldn't want to be moving by myself. I want to move in the gathering of the believers, for it is in the gathering of the believers that you receive hope. It is in the gathering of the believers that you receive encouragement. It is in the gathering of believers to where when you are weak, they can uplift you. Your sisters and brothers can uplift you, and you can uplift your sisters and your brothers. So God is saying, join the movement. Join the movement of the kingdom. If you did not know that there is a movement, this is the sounding of the trumpets to let you know there is a movement and that you should be found joining that movement. God is so mindful of us that he would visit us this morning, and every morning before we leave our homes, every morning to give us some words of instruction and to give us his wisdom on what it is that we are to be doing. We should always be found finding and seeking what thus said the Lord. I would never move on man's statement. I would never move on man's instruction. You always want to move on God's instruction. For when God speaks, there is liberty. When God speaks, there is peace. When God speaks, you have provision. And so, you know, you definitely don't want to go on a camping trip on a man's word, and then he or she cannot provide for you the things that you need. There are things that you need out there in that wilderness. There are things that you need to camp. You need food. You need water. You need you know, things. You need equipment. You need to be equipped, and you need to be dressed and prepared to go to the wilderness. And if man is telling you to go to the wilderness, man cannot provide those things that you need. For man does not know what you're going to encounter in the wilderness. The wilderness holds all kinds of things. There are insects. There are plants. There are different things that are out there. There are other people in the wilderness. And you're not prepared if you're going on man's command. You ought to always seek God. Seek the path that God would have you take in the wilderness. For even though you're in the wilderness, if you're in the will of the Father, if you're moving on God's command, God will make your path easy walking through the wilderness. God will protect you in the wilderness. God will provide for you in the wilderness. And so you've got to look around and take inventory of your life. If you are in the wilderness, it is not too late to reach up to your Father and call on his name for help and for the resources. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so we've got to be mindful of what thus saith the Lord. I thank God for just being in your midst, in your presence this morning. I thank God for just visiting us each morning. I thank God for the strength that he gives us to get up and go to work each day. I thank God for the provision that he makes. Even while we sleep and slumber, God never sleeps. God never slumbers. So he is providing for us each day as we move about. He is providing for us even before we wake. Isn't that so mindful of God to provide and to set a path for us and to set an assignment for us even as we sleep, and then he touches us to wake us up to a table that has already been prepared for us. So we want to be mindful that God is in the blessing business. God is also in the cursing business and in the judgment business, and we've got to be mindful that we're leading a path of righteousness, we're living the life of kingdom, and certainly that we're joining the movement. Faithful to us, God's words never die. They last for eternity, and his instructions are profound. They give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment for the assignment that God has placed on our lives. I thank God for your listening ears. I pray that your day is blessed and guided by God. I pray that you open your spiritual eyes and see the table that God has prepared before you, and begin to sup in the dinner, the supper that God has prepared, and to just pray and admonish God and acknowledge him for who he is. For we're certainly at a time where God, you know, is worthy of being praised in all the things that he is doing in our lives. I pray that you take this assignment seriously, and that you not just take it seriously, but you reach out to your sisters and brothers. And last but not least, God is admonishing us to join the kingdom movement. Seek the kingdom movement. Seek what God has for you in your life. Be blessed.